I can literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I can start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
One of the most embarrassing drunks I've ever been was I did an all-nighter in Vegas when I was like in my 20s, and my friend and I were gambling late, and I was so drunk, I dropped a chip. It was a $100 chip, and the guy was like, Jesus Christ. And I was like, I can't find it. And he was just like, I was looking for it. I just remember him going like this, well, I can't help you look for it. And I was going, it's a $100 chip. And I needed to write something down and I couldn't write. And I was like, this is fucking, I found the chip.
Leans get dangerous at that hour,
dude,
too.
Dude, the lean over.
Cause your vector or whatever is much smaller.
Go right off a stool.
And I'm not joking. I want to put the time at around 6:30 in the morning in Vegas.
That's terrible.
It's a terrible way to go.
Yeah.
That's like the all pro kick.
What?
In Madam's.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, this could go good. Probably not. Yeah. When you're falling into the moment of acceptance, there is like
much time, dude.
You go.
When you drunk fall, there's so much time to be like, no way, I'm falling. And it fucking kills.
Back in the day, Artie Fuqua would just have women with him at the Cellar. Yeah. So you'd like finish a show at the Cellar and Artie be like, oh, you don't know my homegirl? And it'd be like, two Swiss women that you'd be like, hey, nice to meet you. I was blackout. And Artie was like, oh, my Australian friends? And they're like, we're going to a hotel and drinking. You want to go? And I was blackout. And I was on the patio smoking a cigarette. And I came in and didn't see a table and took a chop block on my right, on my right leg where I fucking, dude, I still remember how long that fall was. Because I was like, whoa. And just ate shit, but got up quick and was like, it was the thing where you check your shin later and you go, oh, just fucking busted. But dude, I remember that. And they're like, are you all right? And they're like, all right?
Yeah.
What? Nah, what did you not see?
Yeah.
Being in Westchester in the snow.
Recovery? Did you see the recovery?
It's bringing it back for me big time. I used to bite it.
Yeah.
Every fall. I'll be here in college. There's snow and ice. Everything's a brick sidewalk here. So it'd be frozen. I'd just be like trying to leave a bar, I'd fall like 10 times. Just into snowbanks, just like it's tough to get out of. It's like a beanbag chair.
You're getting up hammered
and
a slippery substance.
Who's the original Brewski Tumble?
Back to the house company.
Spade took the
Spade was the original Brewski Tumble. Yeah. Spade had like blew his fucking eyebrow open or some shit falling up the steps.
Dude, when blood's involved, it makes it funnier.
Yep.
Oh, my pop-pop used to do it like every like 3 months.
Pop-pop was taking brewskis.
Dude, he's a beat. Like he would just watch the Phillies. We'd go over there Sunday. And then like every like 5 to 6 months, the ambulance would come because he'd be out back and he'd just fucking eat shit. And he was like 72. So he would just like be bleeding out of his head. Like, I'm okay. I'm okay. And they just bring him to the hospital and bring him back. He's here. Yeah.
I used to do, when I was opening for Soda, I'd be like, yo, this is my impression. This is my impression of Allah calling Osama bin Laden the night before 9/11. Just be like,
dude, that must have been nuts for people.
Please do it, dude. You know how much I hate towers. Corbin.
Oh, and this disrupt the capitalist pigs.
This is Osama. This is the devil calling Osama bin Laden on 9/12. Holy shit, you guys did it? You guys are fucking crazy. Oh my God, thank you.
I don't even know that many girls.
The best part was watching you get excited to do that joke, doing it on stage. And then when you run out of real estate and you just be like, you guys did it? Anyways.
Yeah, it's South Park. Anyway.
South Park's it. But it is so funny. You guys actually did it.
Yeah, I wish I still had that. I tried my best to hit the fucking thigh slap for you.
It made me laugh.
I did my best.
It made me laugh really hard.
You hit a thigh slap?
He hit the thigh slap, bringing me
no,
up.
No, not the mic.
He did the.
Yeah. I tried.
Fake hump?
Yeah. He did fake hump.
Did like two. Looked over at Dan, just going, oh, shit.
It was great.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Well, I'm glad you're here, dude. I want to settle this Austin, New York beef once.
It's the gayest thing. I hate it. Dude, it's like, it is like a old person with dementia. Yeah. You go, Hinchcliffe. Hotel.
The deadliest game.
Yeah.
The Lemaire thing was like, I didn't even know. I got told like Bush got told the towers got hit.
Yeah.
I sat down for the regs and they whispered in my ear and I was like,
he said, LeMaire got attacked, bro. Yeah. LeMaire got crushed.
We put his tweet at the end of our intro this week. did you see it?
Yeah, listen.
No, so did you. No. Oh my God.
LeMaire's got.
It is my favorite tweet.
MSNBC brain.
I mean, I don't know.
It's wonderful.
MSNBC brain is crazy because now that means you also have stuck through the shifting,
yeah,
through the trans surgery that the network went through, where it's like, that's my dead name. My new network name is SN.
Yeah, he's all about that shit.
Really?
And I swear to God, if it's on The View, he agrees. Dude, he could be the sixth chair.
To let you know where LeMaire's brain is, my grandmother.
His greatest defender.
He's the guardian. He's the guardian of the mantle.
He's Chimera.
My grandmother, before she died, I want to say like 93 to 97, she'd wake up and just blare The View at like 73 volume. Yeah. So when I'd be in her.
That's what's happening in my house right now.
I'd just wake up and hear like Joy Behar being like, I'm sorry. He's not okay. And you're like, waking up like as grandma's guest bedroom, like, what the fuck is that? Let me see.
That's me.
Here, I'll tell it to you. Alex Jones might be the biggest victim of this Epstein shit. Because like he tried and then he fell for the Hillary shit and then he kept falling into Epstein traps. Joe Rogan too.
Yeah, fully concise thought.
I can't even decipher what that means.
I love.
I think. What do you think it means?
I think it's one of those things where you're gonna look at it backwards and see the pattern.
He's speaking to us strictly in code.
Like listening to Led Zeppelin backwards.
You know, see, it was Dershowitz the whole time.
Yeah,
just telling.
That's high level.
The only time I talk to LeMaire now is
Maddow undercover in a suit.
Just my
hair is a character.
My ring camera. On my ring camera, I see him pick up his Grubhub. So I get to, anytime the thing, I get to talk to him and go, put the fucking Twitter down, bro.
Dude,
delete your Twitter. And he's like, okay, I will.
So funny.
I got some good photos of him scratching.
You have a Nat Geo camera of LeMaire.
It is, dude. It's like those live cameras of falcons on skyscrapers. You know, ooh, he's eating again. That's him. That's him picking up a pizza.
Can I say that? That's so fucking funny.
You should put it on the like local Facebook group. Like, has anyone seen this man at the front?
I film him collecting. Dude, collecting his pizza.
Please turn him into Austin Sasquatch.
Oh no!
Oh, that's so.
Make a highlight video
too. I love LeMaire.
You gotta call him to wake him up too. He'll order Grubhub and fall asleep.
Yes.
And I'll just keep checking the ring camera and be like, "Dude, your food's still outside. It's been outside for 2 hours." He's like, "Oh, I fell asleep."
You gotta do a highlight video to "I'm a Boss" by Rick Ross to him picking up Grubhub.
Friend, in NHL 2001, 34-2.
Well, that's great. If you're playing against somebody, yeah.
Yeah, but I was like, let me play it through. Because there was a glitch on the glove side.
My buddy,
or stick side, if you could manual.
One of my best friends in high school.
And he deserved it.
In NHL 93, there was a glitch where you could just constantly fucking score. And he never didn't do it.
The wraparound?
And I would just sit there like, dude.
Is it the wraparound goal?
And I was good. Yeah, I'm in his bedroom like, dude, I'm like, come on. Are you serious? And it's just like, never stop.
It's like when Rogan plays people and pull just annihilate.
I see it again. And I was like, dude, what's happening? This keeps happening.
That was the craziest thing he's ever done.
What are you talking about?
That's your video games.
First time I ever, yeah, true. All right.
Same exact thing.
First time I did Rogan, we got done and he was like, let's play pool. I was like, okay. I was like, I never played. He was like, just play.
No, serve here.
And I was like, so what should I do with him?
There's a lot of dudes that can't.
Didn't help
pool,
me.
Yeah.
He just destroyed me in pool for like 2 hours and then left.
All right. Episode comes out in 2 days.
I was like, this is
there's a, dude, most there's a ton of dudes that can't lay it down and just have fun with pool. They can't do it.
I forgot Phil took a brewski tumble recently. He gets fucked up on
the
deck. He fell
long as shit, too.
He fell on the deck, so it was loud as hell.
Oh, my God.
Everyone in the house heard it. He came out, and he was laying on the ground laughing. They're like, get up.
Yeah. It is like my grandma was in like her – when she started falling in her 80s, they're less worried about it than you are. My grandma called me one time and was just like, yeah, I fell in the garage. She lived by herself. And I was like, how long were you down there for? And she was like, it's like 20 minutes. And you're like, just you're just on, garage for 20 minutes. She's still on the garage floor, and then she's like, all right. Just getting up.
Not today.
Yeah.
Every trip to the basement's 127 hours.
She just lives her life.
I'm ready to cut it off. I'll cut it the fuck off.
Man.
That's, yeah, you're lucky if you get old and fall like that. That means that's a good life.
That must be crazy. Constantly taking basically the equivalent of drunk falls.
You just can't get up.
So you're 80, you go, this is going to be tough getting out of this chair.
Oh, dude.
I'm going to fall and die.
You just
shatter my arm. And
you just think back to every Christmas on the whole fall. You're like, oh, that one in 96 was real good. You're just fucking heading for the ground.
I've talked about it before. My grandma was falling a lot before she died.
Yeah, yeah.
One of them, she went to turn the faucet on behind her house. She fell behind a bush. And got stuck behind her house for like, she had to wait till the neighbor's kids came home from school. It was laying under the bush, like, hello, boy. I was like, they probably thought it was a witch. They're probably like, that's so scary.
How long ago? That bush is too.
And then you see an old woman's face, like, it's so scary, dude. This kid probably sprinted inside.
Help me.
Dude,
turning off a drippy hose, scary as a little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you never know which way to turn it. I turned it on full blast.
When the mud's all wet.
Yeah, we had that
just
going on.
Jumping
here
through the sprinkler.
It's been going on in my house.
Really?
Yeah, the water kept shutting off because of the day. It was like suspected leak.
Now,
yeah, so sensors. So it just keeps shutting the water off.
Oh, so they don't blow the pipes.
Our hose was on for like 4 days.
Damn, you just had a swampy ass backyard?
Yeah, no, it's frozen. It was just sheet of ice.
It's just a kid fucking skating on the back. You guys start going third person.
Me?
Shane doesn't like that.
Shane doesn't care about that.
Hey, me? Never heard of the blood. Oh, man. We put together a good pod today. Gerby's was firing.
Yeah?
Gerben's
the funniest dude ever.
Gerben thinks that he is Tyler Durden to Shane and Shane.
That's crazy.
Yo, he's crazy.
That's a crazy.
That is like,
that's a crazy day.
He's nuts.
He thinks he's Brad Pitt.
He goes as a six pack.
In general,
does have a great body.
Yeah.
Dude, maybe this is what happens when you get a six pack. If you get a six pack, you look at the mirror and you're like, who's my fucking Ed Norton?
Yeah.
That's like God giving giraffes long necks so that they can eat.
The shit he does on set during tires is, you'd lose your mind. He gets there before me every day, so I get into hair and makeup after him, and he sings. While he's in hair and makeup, he like sings songs with the girls.
Excuse me?
He must be in heaven, dude.
It's his favorite thing in the world.
Yeah.
What kind of songs?
Well, I like it. Fucking show tunes. What do you think? He doesn't sing.
I don't know if he's doing
else. No, Yankee Doodle Dandy. The music he likes. Yeah.
You come in, he's like, the man in the box.
The music he likes.
Yeah.
The glasses he wears, like everything he does is so fucking funny.
Movie star.
Yeah, dude. I love
He's
it.
He's so
he
funny.
It. He is you're Dr. Frankenstein.
No, he's He's so funny.
Dude, hit the fact that he thinks.
But I'm getting to him. We were talking about it earlier. I sent him the Savannah Bananas and it got through to him. I was like, you like this shit? And he was like, shit's gay. And I was like, yes.
Hater.
Yes, brother. Yes.
You're starting to see it.
Yes.
I think it's gay.
Yeah. Fucking Helen Keller. I'm like, yeah.
That was him going, oh, that is water.
Dude, they do his hair. They shampoo his hair while they're shampooing his hair. He's like, oh, yeah.
Dude, stop.
One of the other hair and makeup girls filmed it and sent it to me. It was like, this is what he's doing in here. Now, they love
this out.
No. They love it.
He sounds like a fucking porno director from like 2003.
This girl's doing his shampoo and he's going, holy shit.
Oh.
But I swear those girls love him. I get in there and they're like, Steve's so nice. You're mean. And I'm like, no, I'm just, it's fucking 8 a.m.
Dude, I have to put
fucking makeup on.
He comes in there with a tray of pink drinks from Starbucks and knows what each one goes to. And he goes, Have you guys heard? I saw. I found Celine live in Vegas.
So he goes in. He tells them about his dates.
Oh, yeah.
He talks about his dating life.
He had his haircut.
He does. Yeah. He does. I mean,
he's a salon, bro.
It is.
That's absolutely correct.
And I am. He's right about this when it comes to the Tyler Durden thing. I am jealous of
the freedom,
the complete freedom.
Yeah.
And
but you wouldn't be that happy. Way anyway.
He's happy.
Yeah.
He's just saying that he just thinks that your freedom and his freedom is the same. You would be different, dude.
That's actually a very good point.
You know what I mean?
Your freedom isn't singing songs with the girls.
Yeah, but I wish. Yeah, I guess I don't really like this.
You just kidding. You could just see.
He's like, you know what? I thought about it. I'm Tyler Durden. And I was just sitting there like, oh, fucked.
What was his reasons?
I gave up picking on Gerben for Lent, so.
Did you really?
Yeah. My nephew gave up doing 6-7 for Lent.
Are you serious?
He's struggling very hard.
I'll call
him and be like, is Anthony on?
Yes.
I'll be like, dude, we were at work today for like 6 or 7 hours. He's in the car like.
Dude, I coach fucking flag and all those kids, dude. Someone doesn't hit that extra point, it's like.
I swear to God, Alex Jones has to have a nephew because he's been randomly hitting like 6 or 7 years and shit like this, dude. And I'm like,
my looks at it just 6-7.
Do you drop it and then side eye?
It's so nice to just be like, can Anthony hear me right now? And he'll be like, yes, I'm the gym. Like, dude, it was crazy. I was at work for like 6 or 7 hours. He's just like.
Okay, come on, man. It's like someone not trying to smoke.
He like thinks he's going to hell if he doesn't.
The power of Catholicism.
He's just dying, dude.
Oh, he gave up.
He gave it. He decided. They're like, he knows. He did. He knows.
Oh, this is great.
Like, this is his favorite thing. And he gave it up.
Dude. Does Lent end on Easter or Good Friday?
Yeah.
Easter?
Oh. It ends on Easter, yeah.
So he's
got to wait till he rises.
He's going to be waiting.
He's going to hit the 6-7.
Easter Monday is glorious.
I'm calling. I'm going to go, Anthony, what time's Mass? Is it 6 or 7?
Hurts his shoulders.
Oh, dude, it's crazy. My nephew just had basketball. The one kid was like fucking crazy ADD, and he would just run up and down the court. Once he got to the 3-point line, just slide all the way down.
This kid fucking rules, dude.
Yeah.
You gave me every indication you'd show up, and then I just started throwing them back. I was sitting alone in
the I ball. Showed up to the bar like 9, 10 p.m. He was already back in bed. No. he went back to sleep.
You ripped the
game.
Went,
game.
He,
oh. Yeah. Fucking ripped by himself at a dive bar.
And then blame you.
He was like, where were you? I was like, I told you I was coming.
I sat down and started drinking. Why were you there?
It would have been nice. I feel like I had something to do.
I don't think so.
I couldn't have gotten day drunk.
No, you were thinking about going to the Sixers.
Oh, yeah. They had a little doubleheader at Wells Fargo. That would have been nice.
It would have been nice.
But you shit your pants. We can't go. We can't go to day Flyers games.
Yeah, we can.
That was another disaster.
No, that was fun.
I took him, DeRozan, Beezer to a Flyers game.
It's a crew.
It is a rough crew.
That's crazy. That's like a bank heist crew.
It's a terrible crew.
That's just all the bad guy from Heat. That's just the whole crew of Lingos. The whole crew is Lingro. You guys are all fucking bad.
Well,
DeRozan was the key to the fall.
Give it.
How'd you fall?
No, I fall down.
So I swear, he's always doing shots.
He's always suggesting.
I wasn't drinking at the game, really. I might have had 3 beers.
Yeah.
So then we go to a bar after. I'm talking to Chris. I turn my head for 15 minutes. I look back. He's like asleep. I was like, what the fuck happened to you? He's like, DeRozan.
Like, how is he sleeping?
And I look to my right and DeRozan's all over.
Just a head in the hands.
You know what,
head in the hands. Yeah.
Do you do the heads up, seven up sleep on the bar?
Probably do.
Oh, you do little kid pictures?
Yeah, he's
that's such an adorable.
He's like
boy.
A sleeping dog. He like
that's funny. You're watching his eyes close. Yeah. Dude, taking a little day siesta from boozing
at a bar.
That's crazy.
Well, we went hard. We went hard the night before.
Yeah.
And then I made it through the game and into the night.
Game, you were great.
And people were taking performance enhancers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I refused the performance enhancers.
Great, dude. Adderall hitting the drinking scene was like steroids in baseball in the late 90s. You were like, motherfuckers were hitting dingers in ways that you were like, it's
probably responsible for like 75% of the DUIs.
Yeah,
AM.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely fine to drive.
You find that data, you'll see a spike.
You're fucking 100% there mentally. You're like, I'll drive right now.
Yeah, you're totally fine. He's witnessed me in my
His
strongest.
Give out.
My body shuts down and off. So I'm like, dude, I'm ready to go if you are. Like, I can't walk. We're fucked. We got to stay here.